And welcome to the second podcast edition of The Automotive Sphere, the new voice of the automotive blogosphere. For those that listened to last issue's podcast, thank you and welcome back. And to everyone who is listening to this for the first time, well, it is nice to have you here. This podcast is intended to be a supplement to our tri-weekly e-newsletter called The Automotive Sphere. And the purpose of our newsletter is to provide you with unique information about blogging and the automotive industry in a concise format every 3 weeks that you can absorb in minutes and put to use right away. My name is Ryan Girardi and I run blogproautomotive.com, which is a blog written for dealers and vendors in the industry interested in learning ways to apply blog and other Web 2.0 concepts in their businesses. If you are curious, interested, or a knowledgeable expert on these technologies, I definitely encourage you to subscribe to blogproautomotive.com. I post at least one or two posts a day that have to do with this industry and these technologies. This podcast is less than 5 minutes in length and pretty much walks you through a few elements that make up our tri-weekly newsletter. If you do not have the newsletter open right now in front of you, you should see a link just above this podcast widget that if you click will load the issue that goes along with this podcast. Alternatively, you can go to www.blogproautomotive.com/newsletter and that'll load the most recent issue. All right, the feature article today is a quick bit about how blogging should be considered a component to your CRM and other marketing efforts. While dealer blogs are not even at a point of infancy right now, there is no reason to think that dealer blogs cannot one day be a significant part of a dealer's marketing strategy. Businesses around the globe are learning ways to utilize blog technologies for internal and external purposes, and I believe it is only a matter of time before we begin seeing dealer blogs being used for marketing and CRM purposes. So, be sure to read this very short featured article to see some examples of how this could be implemented. Okay, we have four featured posts this issue. You see them at the top right of the newsletter. One is by AutoGenie, which provides a step-by-step guide to automatically downloading data in XML format from ADP and Reynolds systems through a modem dial-up connection. ADP and Reynolds users, you definitely want to check this out. It's just one example of how information can be brought to you quickly and efficiently through blogs. I'm featuring an entry on Blog Pro Automotive that provides what I think is a good example of how businesses are being affected by blogging right here in this very industry. And that entry leads to one on Dealer Refresh by Jeff Kirshner, which at the time of this writing had more than 20 comments posted to it, which for this industry is pretty phenomenal. And the featured post by Dealer Refresh this issue raises the question or the fate of the internet sales departments. So I definitely encourage you to check out that entry as well. On Higher Turnover's blog, we are featuring an entry titled Improving Sales by Treating All Customers Differently. Has a familiar ring to it, might want to check that out too. Okay, our two educational pieces this issue, Blog Fundamentals and Blog Theory, provide explanations of what a blog post is and what threaded discussions are. These 30-second reads are a standard part of this tri-weekly newsletter, and I hope that you take advantage of the educational aspect being provided to you with these two sections. The purpose of them is to inform you of the components or elements of what blogs are. Also, be sure to check out the important upcoming dates. These are brought to you by AutoDealerNewsletter.com. Folks, if you're interested in sending a periodic newsletter to your customers, let me know. I'd be happy to give you more information about our newsletter product. We have a great product lined up, lots of good content information, and newsletters are a very good way to build customer retention as well. And they tie right into your blog efforts if you have those going on as well. All right, well, that about wraps it up for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. There is a lot of exciting activity brewing right now in the automotive industry, and I encourage you to contemplate this information, get involved with us, see how we can help you use blogging to benefit your competitive advantage. Just so you know, this newsletter is a joint effort of industry bloggers that is growing steadily and rapidly, so you can expect some exciting things to come in due time. We appreciate you taking the time to look at this information with us. If you like what you see in here, please, we ask that you forward it to your friends and everybody that you know. No need to hog all this good stuff to yourself. May God bless you, and may you have a delightful rest of your day. Take care.